But if practice has been like through, what, six practices?
Five, six in there. It's been really good. It's exciting every day. You go out there, you have a blast. Honestly, like, I'm smiling, having fun, talking trash to the defense. So it's been great. You know, this staff is definitely exciting, and they're bringing something new to the table. I think we really need it, so it's been great.
How do you feel like the offense has come along as far as like the receivers for you getting comfortable with what's happening? You know, week one, you told us that you're going to feel more comfortable because it's what you play like in JC. Are you still feeling that way, and is there a lot more growth?
Yeah, definitely. And it's cool because you kind of combine some of the concepts that we had in the old offense that you had to learn, and you take it into this offense as well. So when they bring in a new play, I kind of already recognize what a certain concept is because we already ran it kind of last year. It's just worded a little differently. So for me, it's been pretty cool. Like, I don't think that I've really had many missed assignments, and I think a lot of us are doing pretty good in it.
Talk about Coach Cahoon. Talk about him as a coach. How is he different than Coach Holliday?
Yeah, I love Coach Holliday too. He's the one that recruited me. But Cahoon's cool because he has been through it. You know, he was in the CFL forever. He was Hall of Famer, you know, one of the best receivers there. So you really can just trust anything that he says. And, you know, he teaches you a lot of the technical stuff, you know, staying low and going up and getting the ball and everything because, you know, he went through it and that's how he survived in his career. He had to be very technical with what he did. So
is he still showing up with cleats?
Oh, yeah, he's got the cleats and gloves every day.
Is he running routes? He says he's not.
He's not running routes, but he'll do a little something every once in a while. Don't let him trick you. He still wants to play.
It's obviously a big adjustment for the quarterback under center as opposed to shotgun. Is that much of an adjustment for receivers?
Honestly, no. It's just everything's done through a step. So, you know, you got three-step routes and you got five-step routes pretty much. So for us, it doesn't affect us that much. Sometimes the ball will actually get there at a better time because it's actually timed out instead of the quarterback just sitting back, you know, looking around. I enjoy it. I think we all have been.
Does it help the transition much, having been established in this system, this culture, and, you know, everything around BYU? Does it kind of help to be able to add so much new stuff with the new coaches?
Yeah, for me it's cool because I've been through, like, even if you look at the strength and conditioning coaches that I've been through with Coach O and the Wintrick and then now with Nuu. You know, it's cool. You just see different pieces from everyone. You learn from everyone. And, you know, I go out there and now it's not like I'm ever nervous or anything because I've kind of been through a lot, you know, throughout these last few years. So it's cool. You just pick up bits and pieces from every one of them and it makes you a better player.
When you go through spring, like, how much change do you expect from yourself? Like, how much growth can really take place in 15 practices while you're getting things?
You'd be surprised, actually, because you can really just focus on a couple things. You know, the more reps you get, the better you get. And you see that a lot in younger guys, too. Or you'll see a guy come from spring ball, and then fall camp, he's a completely different person, you know. Or from fall camp to the next spring, they'll be completely different people. So just the more reps you get, the better you get, the more you realize, you know, what defense is in front of you and what quarterbacks want and where you need to line up. So you get really good at those technical things. So for me, it's been good.
No zone. As far as the defense goes, you're facing more man coverage.
Yeah.
Talk about that aspect and how it's
coming. Yeah, it's actually been really cool for us because last year we didn't see press too often in practice, and then we go out against, you know, a really good team and they'd have good corners that are pressing and we're a little bit uncomfortable, you know. And that's something that you just need to see, you know, every day. And it's cool because now we get guys who are pressed on us and you're just comfortable now, you know. And I think that's going to be something that is going to make a big difference for us this year that we could have had last year.
For the one-on-one?
Yeah, for those one-on-ones, they're all doing press now. So it's cool, definitely.
Is that a technical side, or is that just being comfortable with seeing it with reps? Or is there something that maybe Coach Kuhn is teaching you differently, or just seeing it more?
Yeah, it's kind of a combination of both. So he'll teach you little things, whether it's just, you know, using your hands more or dipping your shoulder, and then you get to go do it. You know, you get to do it more often rather than just hearing it, and then, you know, you see it on game day or whatever, and you kind of, like, you're real antsy and stuff. So you just get really comfortable now.
How do you see your role on the team as kind of the upperclassman of this group now, more leadership role?
Yeah, I really enjoy it. You know, I get to let loose a little bit, and, you know, when the older guys let loose, it lets the younger guys kind of let loose a little bit too, and everyone's a little bit more comfortable. So I try to do that and help guys out if they need help. And, you know, I hope that they'll do the same for me. You know, if my head's ever down, you know, they'll help me out or get on me if I'm doing something wrong.
Any other questions?
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.